So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Dr. Berg. In this video, we're going to talk about a very interesting hormone called growth hormone. Okay. Now, maybe you've heard about growth hormone in different animals where they inject the cow and make them get bigger. We're not talking about that growth hormone. Or sports enhancement, where they're using this illegally to improve the performance. We're not talking about that. We're talking about your body's ability to make growth hormone. Now, in a child, growth hormone is there to make you grow. But once you're an adult, it's used to in other purposes, mainly to help preserve proteins. Okay. Now, the question is, what part of your body is protein? Well, you got hair, nails, skin, collagen, tendon, ligaments, even bone. You have a lot of your body protein. So growth hormone is the ultimate aging, anti-aging hormone because it preserves the skin, the tendons, and it just keeps things flexible. And if you're losing protein, if you're becoming more rigid in the arteries, you get high blood pressure and your body falls apart. So it's for cell growth, cell reproduction, cell regeneration after injury, after stress. It also helps you retain calcium. It's influenced with cognitive function. People that are low in growth hormone have memory loss. But I think the other thing is that it's really special in affecting fat burning. Okay, so if you growth hormone is the main hormone that helps you burn fat. So if you don't have enough growth hormone, you become fat. Okay, so now the question is, how can we get more of it? Unfortunately, at age 50. I mean, it starts crashing. Probably about 45 to 50, you start getting lower levels of growth hormone to the point where you're 60 and 70 becomes very, very low. As a child, it's very high. So we want to maintain as much of this growth hormone as possible. And there are things that you can do to naturally improve it. So number one, intermittent fasting. Okay, fasting and intermittent fasting will increase growth hormone, which also means that you have this concern about losing muscle mass. Well, if you do intermittent fasting, you're going to enhance growth hormone and protect your muscles from being lost. Okay. Number two, hypoglycemia, basically keeping your blood sugars low, because over here the things that lower growth hormone is sugar. So every time you spike sugar or insulin, you decrease growth hormone. So if we want to keep the growth hormone high, we want to keep the sugar very, very low and out of the diet. Okay, arginine is an amino acid that will also increase growth hormone. Arginine is really prevalent in all types of animal products, animal meat products, okay, animal proteins. It's not really in salad or nuts. Okay, vitamin B3 will increase growth hormone, which is very interesting. That's niacin. And lastly, intense exercise. That's that high intensity interval training would be very vital to enhance growth hormone. So if we combine all these, I mean, you have ketosis, intermittent fasting, interval training with really keep the sugar out. Man, you're going to actually have some seriously high growth hormone, which you're going to actually just slow down the aging process. Now, things that decrease growth hormone would be insomnia, not sleeping, sleep deprivation, okay? Consuming sugar and hidden sugar, stress and cortisol. Cortisol will worsen growth hormone. And then endocrine disruptors, that would be the pesticides and herbicides, insecticides. All those interfere with hormones, okay? And also especially the growth hormone. So I just wanted to touch base on this very vital hormone. So go ahead and apply this information and put your comments below. Hey guys, I just completed a new mini course called the Intermittent Fasting Basics. Intermittent fasting is the most amazing strategy, not just for weight loss, but for overall health. It can actually make you a lot younger.
it can stimulate human growth hormone by 1,300% in women and up to 2,000% in men. So you need this course. Click the link below and take it now.